A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once to your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, as they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing to it and crying out, 'This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.' The Lord said to Moses, 'I see how stiff-necked this people is. Let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation.' But Moses implored the Lord, his God, saying, 'Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, with such great power and with so strong a hand? Why should the Egyptians say, with evil intent he brought them out, that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth? Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars of the sky, and all this land that I promised I will give to your descendants as their perpetual heritage.' So the Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people." The word of the Lord. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Our fathers made a calf in Horeb and adored a molten image. They exchanged their glory for the image of a grass-eating bullock. Remember, O Lord, and favor your people. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done great deeds in Egypt, wondrous deeds in the land of Ham, terrible things at the Red Sea. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Then he spoke of exterminating them, but Moses, his chosen one, withstood him in the breach to turn back his destructive wrath. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. You sent embassy, but there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf, that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify to my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know you, and you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from another, but do not seek the praise that comes from only God? Do you think that I will accuse you before the Father? The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" The Gospel of the Lord. And so we come to our yearly Gospel of John here, where he talks, looks right at him and says, "I know you so well, you have no love of God inside of you." And again, to the people who really thought that they loved God above everybody else in the world, he just made him so mad. No wonder they wanted him dead, huh? And again, I've told you the story when I was at Pete years ago, with now the the Hope House that we own and run as a foundation, I was there doing my diaconate retreat, and I'm there, and he says, listen, I want you to go down in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and I want you to ask God to speak to you and open up the Bible and spend time with whatever he brings you. Okay, Pete. Went down the thing, opened it up, and it came to this. I know you so well, and you have no love of God within you. And I'm got very irritated. I was very hurt because here I am. I'm going to be a celibate virgin in all the world, and I'm giving my life to Jesus, and he looks at me and says, I have no love of God inside of me. Huh. So I left the chapel, went, did some stuff, came back a couple hours later, knelt before Jesus. Okay, Jesus, speak to my heart your word. Open the Bible. I know you so well, and you have no love of God inside you. Oh, bad. Beam. Got to go take a nap. I'm going to ignore the God of the universe when he says these things to me. Go back 2 hours later, kneel before Jesus. I said, Jesus, speak to my heart your word, but be nice to me, huh? And again, I opened the word, and it came the same exact words. I know you so well, and you have no love of God inside of you. Killed me. And I remember just kneeling there crying and saying, Jesus, you're the one that created me. I ask you to recreate me and put love of you in my heart. And he did. But the reality is, we got to be able to, if we're really going to be in relationship with God, we need to allow him to say these things to us. Even when we think, I'm going to be a priest. I'm going to be a virgin celibate. I'm taking a vow of celibacy. I have great love for God in my heart. And then when the God of the universe looks at you and me and says, you don't. I know you well. Then you and I need to hear that, repent, and ask him to give love. Because you see, everything I was doing for me so I can go to heaven. I wasn't doing anything for him. And he had to make that clear to me. It hurt, but it brought me to repentance. So today, let's let the Lord search our hearts and let us allow him to. Do I love God? Can God look at me and say, I know you and you love me, or I know you and you don't love me, you love you. And whatever it be, Lord, recreate my heart. Always give him permission. And he loves when we do that. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. It's good.